Local pharmacists say they're worried about their businesses and the future of rural healthcare as more insurance providers add mail order pharmacy requirements. NWPB's health reporter Rachel Sun has more.
Will Edwards is the owner of SIDS Pharmacy in Pullman. He says he lost hundreds of customers after Kaiser Permanente implemented a new policy, a requirement for customers' maintenance medications to be filled through the mail.
So we can proactively take care of our patients. Mail orders, they just can't. They're just too big. It's what happens when you treat things like a commodity. You cannot individually help somebody.
Even as Edwards faces challenges with this policy as a small business owner, he says he's also worried customers are losing their choice. Local pharmacies can provide patients individualized care and establish agreements with doctors to automatically switch prescriptions from those not covered by insurance to equivalent prescriptions that are. Eric Nelson is the owner of Marketime Drug in Moscow. At Marketime, nearly 180 patients have or will be affected by the Kaiser policy change when their prescriptions run out. Nelson says one of the biggest benefits customers lose when switching to mail order is having an expert available to answer questions within a few minutes. He says mail order customers can wait up to an hour to talk to pharmacists on the phone, and Nelson says it's not safe for local pharmacists to answer questions from a mail order customer without access to the patient's medical history.
Legally, we cannot answer any questions for them because it's just too dangerous.
One of Nelson's longtime customers, Deborah Beckett, is her husband Jeff's full-time caregiver. She sits near Jeff's bedside as her dogs circle by her feet. She says they've gone to the same pharmacy for decades.
They know more about Jeff than his own kids.
Beckett is one of the few Kaiser customers who, at least for now, opted to pay out of pocket. Without insurance, Jeff's monthly medications cost around $160 instead of roughly $62 with insurance. Beckett says for her, working with a pharmacy provider who knows them is worth it. Kaiser Permanente's change isn't a new concept. The pharmacy benefit manager, Optum Health, has some mail order requirements, though it's possible to opt out. TRICARE Insurance also changed its refill requirements in October, removing around 15,000 independent pharmacies from its network and limiting refills to mail order and larger pharmacy providers. Representative Joe Schmick, a Republican from Colfax, co-sponsored a bill this year that would have required insurance providers to give their customers a choice in where they fill prescriptions. But neither it nor its companion in the Senate made it to a floor hearing.
KP is not on my Christmas card list.
That Senate bill could come back next year, Schmick says, but it faces an uphill battle. He sponsored another bill last year with similar goals, which died in committee. He says dissatisfied customers do have the option to file a complaint with the Office of the Insurance Commissioner. Nathan Johnson is the owner of Tick Clock Drug in Colfax. He says he's worried the trend of mail order pharmacy could make it impossible for local pharmacies to survive.
If Kaiser's not made to change, or if this mandatory mail order doesn't change, then there's no point.
Nelson, the owner of Marketime Drug, says in the meantime, it's important that customers ask questions about their policies. In some cases, patients may be led to believe they're required to switch to mail order pharmacy when they don't have to. He says mail order pharmacies are typically owned by the insurance providers and pharmacy benefit managers that are pushing customers to switch.
I mean, to me, it's a huge conflict of interest when the insurance company also owns the pharmacy.
For patients who are older, Senior Health Benefit Advisors, a service through the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, can help answer questions about insurance. Reporting in Pullman, I'm Rachel Sun.
This report is made possible by the cooperative agreement between NWPB, the Lewiston Tribune, and the Moscow Pullman Daily News.